Hey, grown-ups, eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. My partner and I have been working really late hours lately, so it's been so wonderful to have these no-fuss, no-mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. Head to factormeals.com/tales50. That's T-A-L-E-S 50, and use code TALES50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's code TALES50 at factormeals.com/TALES50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box, while your subscription is active. Hey, grown-ups, I have something exciting to share with you. There's a brand new kids podcast out now that I think you're going to love. It's called Mysteries About True Histories. This show is perfect if you love adventures, solving riddles, and maybe even some wacky math problems. But I need a little help from some new friends to tell you more. Max and Molly, take it away.
From the creators of Who Smarted, Starglow Media, comes a brand new podcast called Mysteries About True Histories.
Does that sound serious enough?
Max, we only have 30 seconds for this promo. Just tell them how your mysterious aunt recruited us into a secret order of problem solvers who travel time and have epic adventures.
I don't have to. You just did.
Catch new episodes of Mysteries About True Histories every Thursday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Happy Halloween, Tailblazers! It's your host, Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales, a kids podcast of feminist stories for a new generation. To start, we have a message from a fellow kids podcast. Take a listen.
There's a new detective in town.
My name is Fina Mendoza. I moved to Washington, D.C. with my older sister, Gabby, because Papa works in the U.S. Capitol. He's a congressman. Me? I solve mysteries.
Subscribe now to the Fina Mendoza Mysteries Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Radio Public, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We're building our third season over here at the Girl Tales Factory, but I don't want to start making stories without asking you what you want from Girl Tales first. I've created a questionnaire over at girltalespodcast.com/survey for you to fill out. Ask your grown-up for help filling it out, and once it's complete, I'll send you a brand new Girl Tales sticker in the mail. The questionnaire is 10 questions and takes about 5 minutes. That's girltalespodcast.com/survey. And you can always support Girl Tales by going to patreon.com/girltales and donating today. Also, big announcement, we are hosting a holiday story time of our holiday tale, Rudy the Female Reindeer by Delaney Yeager. It'll be on December 8th at 12:30 p.m. at New Women's Space in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. There will be more details to come, but mark your calendars for a holiday story time and to take pictures with Santa and Mrs. Claus. And now, on to our episode. This is our Halloween episode of Nova's Lab, Becoming Mary Shelley's Ink. Enjoy!
Hello, Tailblazers! Welcome back to my lab. I'm Nova. I'm a scientist and inventor. This is my amazing lab partner, who also happens to be a computer I designed and programmed, Catherine.
Hello, Tailblazers.
Tailblazers, will you come with me on an experiment?
Excellent!
Where are we off to today, Catherine?
It's almost Halloween.
My favorite holiday!
I know, Nova, so I thought you might be interested in learning about...
Ghosts?
No.
Spooky pumpkins?
No.
Monsters?
Well, yes. You're going to learn about how Mary Shelley wrote the first published science fiction novel, and there's a monster in it. It's a story called Frankenstein that Mary Shelley started writing in 1816, when she was only 18 years old.
I know Frankenstein. He's a green monster who's brought to life by electricity.
Something like that.
Wow! I can't wait to learn more about how Frankenstein was written. Catherine, fire up the particle accelerator. Tailblazers, are you ready to travel through time and space? Awesome! Count down with me. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Here we go! Tailblazers, it's a cold and rainy night, but we're in a room with a blazing fire, and there's someone sitting at a desk. And I've been transformed. I'm a liquid. I'm in a tiny little pot, and every so often, someone is sticking a pointy pen into the liquid and taking a little bit out. Tailblazers, what do you think that sound is? You're right! Someone is writing! That means I must be... ink! Oh, right! Mary Shelley is writing Frankenstein with ink. But how does ink work? Let's see. Okay, so Mary Shelley is taking a pointy pen and dipping it in the ink. That's what I've become. And then the ink stays in the tip of the pen until she puts it on paper, where she uses the pen to write the words that are becoming the story of Frankenstein. That's a little different than how we write now with pencils or pens that carry ink inside them.
I saw the dull yellow eye of the creature.
It sounds like Mary Shelley is reading a bit of the story. It might be a bit spooky, but remember, it's just pretend.
It was already 1 a.m. The rain pattered dismally against the panes, and my candle was nearly burnt out, when, by the glimmer of the half-extinguished light, I saw the dull yellow eye of the creature open. It breathed hard, and a convulsive motion agitated its limbs.
That is kind of scary, but I remember that it's only a made-up story. Oh, our experiment! I am ink, but what is ink made of? Let's radio Catherine, who's back at the lab. Catherine, can you help us?
Nova, you're what's called India ink. It's a mix of soot left over from burned wood, a little water, and shellac.
Catherine, can you remind me what shellac is?
It's a resin left on trees by a special bug, most commonly found in Southeast Asia. It's scraped up and heated, then turned into flakes. When it's mixed with alcohol, you can add it to liquids to make things shiny or to make writing permanent.
Oh, so the ink Mary Shelley is using is probably permanent.
That's right.
And Frankenstein is the very first science fiction story?
Indeed.
Wow! And India ink is what Mary Shelley is using to write Frankenstein. Catherine, I have an idea for an experiment the Tailblazers can do. But first, let's head back to the lab.
I'll charge the particle accelerator.
Okay, Tailblazers, I'm about to transform back into myself. Let's travel from 1815 back to the present. Count down with me. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Here we go!
Welcome back, Nova.
Tailblazers, that was some adventure. It was even a bit spooky at times. Now I want to tell you about an experiment you can try at home. All you need is a bowl, half a lemon, a little water, a spoon, a Q-tip, and a sheet of white paper. First, squeeze the lemon. Get some lemon juice into the bowl. Add a few drops of water. Stir the lemon mixture with a spoon. Dip a Q-tip in the water and use the Q-tip to write a message on your piece of white paper. You've just written a message with invisible ink. When you're ready to read the message, get a grown-up to help you heat the paper by using a hairdryer or putting the paper close to a light bulb. You can even send your photos of your invisible ink messages to Rebecca by emailing rebecca@girltalespodcast.com, and I'll read them for all the Tailblazers next time you visit.
Time to debrief from today's experiment, Nova.
Okay, Catherine. See you next time, Tailblazers!
That was Nova's Lab, Becoming Mary Shelley's Ink, written, produced, and performed by Tessa Flannery. An executive produced by me, Rebecca Cunningham, with theme music by Eli Denby Wood and Amy Geisbers Van Wyk. Grown-ups, you can follow us on Instagram at Girl Tales. And we've just recently started a Girl Tales Grown-Ups Facebook group. That's Girl Tales Grown-Ups. As well as a Girl Tales Grown-Ups Slack workspace for the grown-ups of kids who listen to Girl Tales. Please feel free to join if you believe all children deserve empowering and inclusive stories and you want a space to share resources, ask questions, and some support on how to raise or help raise feminist kids. If you'd like to join our Slack workspace, shoot me an email at rebecca@girltalespodcast.com and I'll send you an invite. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts, and join our Patreon to get all the cool Girl Tales stuff. And remember, I believe in you.
Be an Apprentice.